Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Silencing Eve by Iris Johansson, performed by Elizabeth Rogers. Chapter 1. Atlanta Airport. Dead. Eve was dead. The words kept drumming in Catherine Ling's mind as she walked up the gateway to the terminal. No matter how many times she told herself it was true, she still couldn't believe it. Not Eve Duncan, not her friend, the woman who had helped her to save her son.
Agent Ling!
A sandy-haired young man was running after Catherine as she headed for baggage.
I'm Brad Linden.
He showed her his CIA credentials.
Agent Venable sent me to pick you up and take you to the memorial service.
Then go get your car while I pick up my bag. Catherine Ling didn't stop as she strode ahead of him. And why the hell didn't Venable come and get me himself? I need to have a few choice words with him.
He's at the service. It's going on right now. He didn't want to show disrespect. I'm afraid you're a little late.
Because no one told me that Eve... She broke off. He was gazing at her warily, and she knew she must be radiating all the ferocity and sadness she was feeling. There was no use ripping at Venable's errand boy because Venable had left her in ignorance of Eve's death or the search when she was kidnapped several days ago. He would only try to make excuses for the inexcusable. Yes, she had been undercover in the jungles of Colombia, but that didn't mean that she wouldn't have somehow extricated herself and come home to help find Eve. Venable should have gotten word to her. No, she'd had to find out in Miami when she'd retrieved her own computer and been hit in the gut with the news story in USA Today. Just have that car out front and get me to that memorial service ASAP, Linden. While she was waiting for her bag, she scanned the story in USA Today again. What did she expect to find? She had practically memorized the damn story on the flight from Miami. She supposed that she was trying to find an answer when there was no answer. The actual story of Eve's kidnapping and murder was fairly cut and dried. The murderer had obviously been unbalanced and ignited explosives at a ghost town in Colorado where he had been holding Eve captive. Since the details were sparse, they had concentrated on Eve Duncan herself. Her background, her accomplishments, quotes from famous law enforcement officials who had used her services— all were very worth reading, Catherine thought bitterly. It wasn't often that the media got a chance to spotlight a genuinely good person.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?